Hello, Solo Moms, and welcome to another episode of Solo Moms Talk. We're at episode 254 right now, and I want to stop and pause to say thank you. Thank you for keep coming back. Thank you for the interviews. Thank you for the 5-star ratings and for the kind words over the years. Now, before I get into today's topic, I want to talk about the format for this podcast. This podcast was given to me by God in 2013. And at that time, I was going through some things as a divorced mom of 2 young boys. And God provided a forum for me so I could get healing and discover who He is. And while contemplating a way to do this for other solo moms, to have other solo moms experience what I was experiencing, the podcast was the idea. And so I started it after 6 years delay and started to collect the stories of other solo moms, not realizing that years passed and I didn't talk about my story in the context of God being my father and the one who brought me out in so many ways. So I want to talk about that briefly before I dive into our subject matter. I know many people don't do religion, quote unquote, but that's okay. We all have a choice to make. And my choice is to give glory to the God who is my father and who keeps me, who kept me while I was alone. When my husband walked out on me with a 2 and a 4-year-old. So I just wanted to bring that up because that's the whole reason that I started the podcast. I wanted to give thanks to God for what He has done for me. And I slipped up a bit, but I'm doing it now. And God put it on my heart to write the devotional, which is more my story, my personal story, how God brought me out. So I'm very fortunate to be able to share this with you. And for anyone going through emotional trauma, going through pain, I am certain that this message is helping somebody. The podcast talking about being by fear and trapped in survival mode, it's meant to help a mom struggling. And so I am not afraid. I'm not ashamed, as Peter said. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation. So I thank you for listening, and I thank you for hearing me out on this. This is reason I talk about God, because He has been so good to me. And I've delayed doing it, but now I'm doing it. And I thank you for listening, and for, you know, understanding why I do this. And I still have interviews. I still want to interview more solo moms to get their story so other solo moms could gain perspective on their own situation. So thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Now today I want to talk about anxiety or worry and how to rediscover your peace, or the peace found in Jesus Christ. And this is based on 1 Peter 5, verse 6, 7, and 8. But the main verse is verse 7. And it's covered in day two of Courage to Believe, 21-Day Christian Devotional for Single Moms. Check it out. The link is below. But I just want to talk about rediscovering peace. So if you're laying awake, it's 2 a.m. and you can't sleep, and that is something that happens to you all the time, this episode is for you. Do you lay awake at night? Can't sleep? Worried about everything? You're not alone. I remember when I was living in Brooklyn and my youngins were teenagers. And it's a worrisome time for a mom. I mean, all the time is worrisome. But for me, those were trying times because they weren't old enough to be adults, but they were old enough to make some decisions for themselves. So I worried a lot. And for the longest time, I would fall asleep, but then I would wake up wide awake, 2, 3 a.m. It's something that happened often. And at first, I was frustrated about it because I couldn't figure it out. I'm tired, but I can't sleep. And then one night, something weird happened, strange. And while I was there pondering, my mind working overtime, it's like God said to me, come talk to me. And I felt a calm, a peace. You know, something happened at that moment. And I turned over on my knees and I prayed. And every night, that's something I do. When I wake up, I'm feeling that God is like, it's like someone touch you on your shoulder. And it sometimes I just think he wakes me up just to talk. And it might sound strange to you, but it's true. I have this relationship with God that now he talks to me. I mean, I talk to him. He wakes me up. I talk to him. And then sometimes I fall back asleep and it's like I dream. Sometimes it's a dream. Sometimes I'm not even sure it's a dream or a vision. And sometimes I get the answers I'm searching for. Sometimes I have those weird feelings in the morning in the pit of my stomach that something isn't quite right. And that's when I get woken up to pray. So if you have that problem, you know, you're tired all day, you work all day, and then when you lay down and go to sleep, it just doesn't seem to happen. This is one of my go-to tools, if you will, prayer, communication with God, my Father. And I find that I look forward to those times. And if I sleep through those times, I kind of miss it. You know, it's kind of strange, but I miss it. So if you're one of those moms, I'm going to ask you, give it a try. One of those mornings when you're laying awake, can't sleep, worried, frustrated, turn on your knees and talk to God. And the reason I said turn on your knees is because I found, for me anyway, that when I lay down, I kept laying down, I would fall asleep. Or worse, I would just zone out, even if I start to pray. It's just kind of strange. But then when I go on my knees, sometimes I do fall asleep, but strangely, I keep praying even through my sleep. And sometimes I even say things I don't understand myself, but I think God understands. So that's one tool. If you could call prayer a tool, it is a tool. Try that when you're laying awake in those wee hours of the morning and can't go back to sleep. So that's one of the things I wanted to talk about with you today, this week, on the show. So I want to talk about the main scripture, 1 Peter 5, verse 7, that because it says, cast your care upon it, on him, cast your anxiety upon him, depending on which version you read. And the word cast is a very powerful word. It's not as simple as it sounds. As a matter of fact, in the Greek, the word is pronounced epiripto, E-P-I-R-I-P-T-O. There's some other version of spelling, but that's the English version. And it means to throw with force or to throw your burden onto somebody else. In this case, it's Jesus. And it is magnificent that you don't simply hand it to him. You throw it at him because they're heavy and you don't want to take those back. And speaking of taking back, I have another story for you. So imagine you worked all day, you're tired, you're frustrated, and you're looking forward to going home. But on your way out the door, you remember that you don't have enough things to make dinner. And the kids are going to be hungry. They've already been texting saying, "Mom, I'm hungry." And you are hungry. You wouldn't mind going home and having a meal prepared for you. Unfortunately, you're a solo mom. And we know you got to go home and make dinner yourself. So you decide, man, you have to stop at the supermarket, corner store, whatever, and pick up a few things. But, you know, you take the bus or the train to work. So it's a chore. So anyway, you stop by the supermarket and you buy a few things. But mothers being who we are, we found a few extra things we needed. A little more of this, a little more of that. We're going to need that tomorrow and that's not enough. And before you know it, you're walking out that supermarket burdened down with all these bags after a long day of work. But you're a mama and you get on the bus and you ride to your stop. Now your stop is a couple blocks away from home. The bus doesn't stop right in front of your house. So you get off the bus and you're carrying those bags, heavy bags, and all that's on your mind is getting home so you could put them down and make dinner. And then you hear out of the blue, "Need some help with that?" And you turn around and notice it's one of your friends, somebody you know, and they're passing by and they stopped and offer you a ride. And before you could say anything, they up out of the car and grab your bags and put them in the car and open the door so you could sit in the passenger seat. What a relief, right? That's how it feels when you throw, when you cast your burdens on Jesus Christ. Imagine how that feels, right? So that is why this word cast and epiripto is so important for us to cast those burdens upon Jesus. Now, I want to talk about the word cast again more because it also signifies a lot of ways we handle our burdens and our worry or anxiety. Because if we were just giving our cares to God, say, "Here, God, here it is," maybe we'd be tempted to take it back, right? So imagine if you're in your friend's car, they're driving you home, and you said, "You know what? Why stop the car. I want to get out. I'll take it from here. I'll take it from here." And they're looking at you like, "What?" Anyway, you get out of the car, you take your bags, and you start to carry them again. That is what it's like when you pray to God. You tell him, you know, "My son is in trouble and I need your help," or "I need some X thousands of dollars so I could pay the school fee," or "I need that job, Lord. I need that promotion because it will increase my salary so I can be more comfortable financially and my family can be better off financially. And you trust God to tell him about that. But then you lay in bed worrying about it, fretting. Some people chew on their nails. All kinds of stuff because we're worried. We took those bags back. We got out of the car. We start walking, carrying our heavy burden. But you know what that is? That's not strength. That's us telling God, I can manage it on my own. I don't need you. That's pride. And so I want to encourage you today, Mama, to discover how casting your care upon Jesus can help lighten your load. No, your problems don't go away on day one, but you discover a peace with the Prince of Peace that no matter what storm, you know, Jesus was a sleeper. He could sleep. He slept through the storm, and his disciples was wondering, how come this man is sleeping? There's a storm. Doesn't he see that we're going to die? And the boat is going to wreck. But Jesus slept because he had peace. And he wants to give us that peace. So today, before I wrap up, I want to leave you with a couple of questions. A little self-reflection, if you will. Grab a notebook if you can. And ask yourself, one, what am I worried or anxious about today and why? And number two, what action can I take now to cast my care upon God? Grab a notebook, write the questions and your answers. Do some reflection on that. So if you're worried, if you're filled with anxiety and stress, here is an opportunity for you to find a way to give that to somebody who wants it, that heavy load. And dear Heavenly Father, help me to understand what worrying hurts me and my relationship with you. Show me how to cast all my cares on you so I can have peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And I'm going to give you a couple of verses to read. 1 Peter 5, verse 6 to 8. Philippians 4, 6 to 7. Matthew 6, 25, 27, 33 to 34. And Matthew 11, 28 to 30. And finally, today's affirmation. I don't have to worry. God is in control. I'm throwing everything on him. Thank you for listening. I just want to say a couple of things before I wrap up, before I just say bye. I want to recommend two tools to you to help ease your worrying. While you're learning how to cast your care upon God, I recommend, in addition to the self-reflection and the additional reading and the affirmation, I also recommend gratitude journaling, because gratitude journaling is one of those things that enhance your sleep. It gives you better sleep. So, and studies show that if just before bed, you write down, journal a couple of things you're grateful for, one, two, or three things, before you lay down to sleep, that it will give you better sleep. It will allow you to have better sleep. So that's gratitude journaling. The second one I recommend is a white noise machine. I read about this extensively because a white noise machine was recommended to me by Dr. Sarah Simperman in Brooklyn, New York. When I lived on the corner of a very busy street, and if you know New York City or any other big city, fire trucks, ambulance, police cars, on 24/7, a white noise machine will help you get better sleep. So those are two tools I recommend in addition to the ones I mentioned before. I hope this helps. I hope you find this information to be of benefit to you and your family. I'm here to talk if you need me. I leave a link below for my contact form. And I enjoy working with you, Solo Mom. I am so grateful for the opportunity to talk to you, to encourage you, to mentor you, to just be with you. Thank you. I appreciate you.